definitely want to get more into like mental health issues, like having
the mental health of the human or the bird.
Both.
It could get there. Listening audience.
The field of mental health and animals is a very new field. Mm-hmm. I mean, they make antidepressants for dogs. I don't know. It's such a new field that it's definitely something we want to keep an eye on and mm-hmm. see if it, trickles down to birds. But mental health for people, like, what happens if you have too many birds? Like, are you...
If they drive you crazy, right.
Yeah. Or even that, like, is your house, such a mess that
you're screaming a lot and chewing up, tearing up stuff, and your house is getting overburdened with the mess? There is a lot of mess involved. It can be, depending on how you facilitate your bird and that kind of thing, right?
And understanding like what are the signs that things are going downhill? Mm. Like that's something. Knowing the signs, knowing that your bird's normal behavior and noticing the subtle differences, that's something every bird owner should. To make note of if there's something different about your bird and in a way that you can't quite explain, it's worth a vet trip just to get, even just to do a quick little blood test, make sure, maybe they got a bacteria infection. I remember a bird owner who noticed his Senegal wasn't playing as much lately. And he's like, okay, it was a really subtle change, and he noticed, but he noticed it, and he brought his bird in and got a testing, and the bird had like a viral infection or bacteria infection, and he treated it, and the bird was great the next day, like pretty much the next day, he was back to normal. So knowing your bird and understanding the subtle differences in the behavior, and regularly taking them to the vet, going back to the veterinary care, support your pets, go to the mm-hmm. vet,
blood work.
Yeah, do all the tests, and you can catch something. Prevention is the best medicine, as they like mm-hmm. to say. Catch something before it gets there's no way they can even treat it. Mm-hmm. Especially with birds, because birds have delicate respiratory systems.
You can't
take a lot of blood from a bird because they don't have a lot of blood in them. So you got to be extremely careful about surgery and.
Casey Bird Whisperer International are honored to have Jessica on air today. We're honored to have the opportunity and the privilege to share with the avian community worldwide. We're being heard in over 100 countries. We are honored, and I am very happy to be sharing the return of Bird Talk Live, or Bird Talk Magazine. I say Bird Talk Live Online so much it just comes out. But I am personally...
We share a name. It's okay.
Right. Yes, we're relative. We're relatives.
We're cousins from another...
We're cousins, right.
From another mother. I don't know.
We are. Yeah, printed publication, audio journalism. We're all here for you, the bird keeper. Yeah. We do it all for you. Bird Talk Magazine has been doing... plenty for the avian community, aviculture, individual bird keepers, avian professionals, avian veterinarians, and even Jessica mentioned earlier that it was difficult for veterinarians to share information a long time ago before we had all this technology and media, and it's costly, really extremely high cost for them to become avian veterinarians. So Bird Talk Magazine actually has served as a resource for avian veterinarians over the years before it went out of print. And now they're back. They're here.
Yep.
They're back. And we are loving you. We are loving you, Bird Talk Magazine.
Thank you. And we're glad to be back.
I can tell.
We're glad to be back.
I can tell. Listening audience
is newbirdtalk.com.
Newbirdtalk.com.
Well, then, you know, in the future, we'll have birdtalkmagazine.com. We're just going to transfer the URL over one of these days. Mm-hmm. And we'll eventually be a much bigger site. We'll be able to post more bird content. But right now, it's just, you know, brief overview of what the magazine's about. And here's how to subscribe. Be sure to subscribe.
Yes, subscribe.
We can use all, you know, this magazine literally is, you know, we're still so small. We don't have a lot of advertisers yet. We're hopefully eventually we'll get more advertisers. But, you know, this magazine is supported by you, by bird owners, for bird owners, as we like to say. So we would love your support. We would love for you to subscribe. NewBirdTalk.com.
NewBirdTalk.com. Jessica, I think that you're bigger than you think. I know this magazine is more popular maybe than even the people that have been there publishing it over the years realize. And in the avian community, if I just mention Bird Talk magazine, I've never come across a person that's never heard of it.
It's a household name in the bird world, as we used
it
to
is.
Say.
It is.
It's something I am glad is back, both personally and professionally.
Mm-hmm. And you can be a good bird owner, according to the cover of the first issue that I'm looking at online. If you go to newbirdtalkmagazine.com, you're going to see it, and you could subscribe.
Newbirdtalk.com.
Yeah, newbirdtalk.com. Newbirdtalk.com. I have a subscription. I'm telling you, listening audience, it's pennies compared to the value that you're going to have by having this magazine. And I know this from talking with people for so many years and working with people with their birds. For over 30 years, I've worked with people, mostly grooming. I've had their birds in my lap, trimming their wings and toenails and beaks, and it's complicated. It's different. It's unique. The birds are unique. According to some experts, the neurons in their brain are more densely packed than a human being. So there's a lot of the reasons why you may be having difficulty, and you may not understand why your bird's doing things, but we're here to help. On Bird Talk Live Online and Bird Talk Magazine are here now. They're back.
Yeah.
Yes. After nearly 6 years away, Bird Talk Magazine returns with a new look, new design, and the same great advice from bird experts you know and love. The new Bird Talk Magazine is a bi-monthly publication that features 128-plus pages on high-quality magazine material. Eco-friendly paper. It's a magazine you'll be proud to share with your friends and display on your bookshelf. A new era of Bird Talk Magazine is here, brought to you by former Bird Talk editor Jessica Panetta and Parrot Nation and Chop concept creator Patricia Sun. Subscribe for a year or purchase a pre-order for the first issue today. And no, they're not sponsoring Bird Talk Live Online, but I just wanted to read that so everyone can be inspired, and you can really enjoy the excitement that a lot of us have now, looking forward to enjoying this publication again after 6 years being out of print. Bird Talk Magazine is back, and Jessica Ganeda is definitely and obviously committed to making sure that your experience with your bird is more successful.
Yes, I am. I definitely am. I want you to succeed. I want you to have your bird and eat your cake and keep eating too, or whatever the hell that expression is. No, I want you to have
and your bird can eat your cake too.
Exactly. Our motto has always been better care for pet birds, and that's something we are sticking to and committed to. And no matter where you got your bird from, we're going to tell you, we're going to teach you how to care for it, so you have a better life with it. With you and him, you and your bird have a great life together.
And with the combined media connection, so people can go to your website and they could submit questions and things. Isn't it easier now with the combined technology to communicate with your organization, and you can kind of get a feel of what the your subscribers are looking for and all that good stuff?
Oh, definitely. You know, we have a Facebook group called the Bird Talk Flock, and it's pretty active. There's like, I don't know, 1,400 members now, and you know, people reached out to us. I'm not as active on that as I would like to be, just because you know, I'm kind of busy with the magazine. So, but as the work gets a little bit easier, and I will definitely spend more time on there talking to people. But there's a great group of people on there. There's our Facebook page, Bird Talk Magazine on Facebook. We have our Twitter. We're pretty active on Twitter. That's also Bird Talk Mag at Twitter on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're a little bit everywhere. We're on Pinterest. But the biggest places you're going to find us is Facebook and Twitter. That's where we're most active at.
Yes.
And then, of course, you know, we have our blog on newbirdtalk.com, and eventually one day we will have a bigger magazine, a bigger website, I mean, where people can find great bird information and be able to talk to other bird owners. And, that's all in the future, though. We're a little bit away from that, but we plan to be a bridge for the bird community again, like we used to be before.
Nice.
You know, that's our plans. And actually,
a great
one
bridge.
Day I would
like the rainbow bridge, only.
Yeah. Well, no, right. That's the sad one. We're going to be a different kind of bridge.
That's a sadder one. Well, kind of. I mean, I guess, you know.
I mean, yes, you're
sad for
your
the bird owner that
your bird has died and gone over the rainbow bridge.
Mm-hmm.
We're not the rainbow bridge. We don't.
You're not the rainbow bridge. You're the
we're just the
here and now bridge.
We're the chewed on balsa wood bridge. That's
we love
we
birds and we want to help you bridge.
Exactly.
And the website, listening audience, is www.newbirdtalk.com.
Newbirdtalk.com.
That's where you can go and subscribe and subscribe and subscribe and enjoy the return of Bird Talk magazine to print after 6 years. They've been gone for 6 years, and I'm getting a little emotional